This is Adam Tafel, and you're listening to The Success Recipe.
Cool, so we're back for part two of my interview with Zealous State of Mind. So we kind of finished up last week, or the other week. We're talking about how you had thought of bringing out the your ebook, and kind of, you know, what sort of doors that would open up. But you know, it's been a struggle for us to reschedule, so you've actually brought it out now. So have you had a lot of feedback or a lot of people downloading that now that it's out?
I got some numbers from Rhea, you know, because she sort of does a lot of our work for the West Net website. Yeah. And it was good. Like, it's not Jordan Peterson or anything like that, but for me, I was pretty happy with the numbers and stuff, and that, you know, people are at least going to the page and having a click, because you can click on it and just scroll across and just look at it on the website, or you can download it and have it on your phone. So when I completed it, I sent it through to her, then she put it up, and then I just said, oh, can you add, you know, a couple of things? Can you add the downloadable thing? And then I put a little article below, just explaining like why I wrote it, and it's to do with like the pandemic and health tips and some stuff that we were not really being told throughout this, like through the news and that. It's just medication, vaccination, stuff like that, but I put in tips, just health tips, basic tips that they're not really you know, talking about, because they can't make money from it. You know, if we're told to go for a run or exercise or eat a little bit better, do some nasal breathing, meditate, these are things that don't cost any money, you know, but they're really good for our health. So why would they promote that? So I was just trying to write an ebook based like on a lot of health things that could help us in our immune system, our mind, you know, mental health. That doesn't cost any, like, you know, some like real simple stuff. Some of it's just like a reminder, like get dirty a little bit, get hot a little bit, you know, cuddle, you know, we need that connection. So cuddle your partner or whoever you're living with, your kids or your mom or dad. Like, it's really good. It's really healthy, you know, to do these little simple things. So get out barefoot. Yeah, it's stuff that everybody sort of knows, but I guess it's more of like a reminder or encouragement to, that these things can help more than medication and that sort of stuff.
Nice. And we were talking about, you know, in doing the ebooks and sort of, you know, not wanting to work for the man, or like, you know, do the 9-to-5. And I was just saying that, you know, I feel the same too, because like now since I've moved back to New Zealand, having to do more of the traditional, you know, work stuff. But, you know, when I was a personal trainer, like when you owned your gym, you know, like you can create your own schedule. You can, you know, obviously you got to hustle hard to begin with to build up that client base. But once you've got that, like that flexibility and like it's super empowering and like freeing. And I definitely, you know, if that could be something that I could get to as well with, you know, with like the ebooks or the podcast, and like that would be mean. Like that would be an end goal for me as well.
Yeah. It sort of came out a bit of a mixture of working for the man, now being in the school system, the education, and also the first lockdown, the very first one, just that we had to adapt to using Zoom and technology and different things like that. So I was like, I think I've got to get online. And I was quite blessed, I guess, like some people were, where I was still able to work and be paid, but some weren't. And so I was like, oh, damn, what if I was just by chance not in an industry or career that I wasn't going to get paid, I'll be stuffed. So I was thinking, if I can create some online business or income and then have a job in person, if one is down, I've always got some sort of income. It's more of a thing now, you know, having a family and stuff and getting a little bit older. Some people call me, I guess, old, like say younger people, my students, but then I guess like my aunties and uncles call me young. But to me, I feel like I've got to, you know, start thinking about these things a little bit more. I was a little bit more, you know, carefree, go lucky type of thing before, but now I'm like, oh man, I've got to make sure I've got some sort of stability. So yeah, getting online and then, just trying to cover your bases and just reading different things and some podcasts, you know, talk about, you know, a few things. The penny drop, like, you know, the whole world is your customers, you know. You can reach people all over the world. Like, oh, damn, true. Like, brick and mortar, you're only going to reach people when they come into your shop. But people might like us from, like, I don't know, Wellington or Canterbury and stuff, but they just can't get here. But online, they can. They can shop online, mm-hmm. buy whatever, if they like stuff. You know, we can ship or just buy stuff electronically. And, yeah, I just thought it was, yeah, with lockdown and then also working for the man. Like, say if I did, like, a great initiative, proposal, program, stuff for the school. You know, great job. Good stuff, man. And then, like, you get, like, a dollar raise the next year. But, like, if you create that on your own, like, you get all of it, you know what I mean? Or maybe you paid someone to help you create, I don't know, but it's like a one-off, like a contractor. So you sort of reap more of the benefits for your hard work. Whereas the employer, I guess some will treat you really well, I guess, but that's pretty rare that you hear of that they'll, you know, really look after you. Yeah.
Mm. And obviously the whole network, you know, a lot of the podcasts have been nominated with the recent NZ Podcast Awards. How did it feel for you to see once your nomination had come through for the awards?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool that podcasting is growing and, you know, the network's doing really well. And it's been a lot of fun. I don't know. I didn't ever thought about, like, that stuff. I didn't get into it for that. Obviously, I got into it. I enjoy it and stuff. And I want to make, you know, like, help it with business and be a part of it, making a living and that sort of thing. But in terms of award, I never thought of it. You know, I'm happy to see how it goes and stuff, but I'm not placing too much value on it. You know, it's a lot of fun and it's exciting and stuff, but I don't want to try to do something to please others. You know, that's sort of part of why I want to get out on my own. And because, like, it's sort of like awards and that can be a little bit, I think you should just still do what you do and not try to do it to please a panel or audience. Like, I've got to be true to what I believe and what I enjoy, and, you know, the network and stuff, and if that happens that I win something, it's cool, but if I don't, then that's all cool as well. I don't want to change anything to please a panel, you know what I mean? Like, that's sort of like trying to please your boss again.
Yeah,
you know, to me, that's the way I look at it. But yeah, wherever the thing's for, that's cool. But it's cool to be recognized and amongst a lot of other great podcasts in New Zealand, and it's just exciting times that the platform is growing and it's getting that type of recognition out in media. But yeah, no, that's cool.
If you weren't doing Zealous, do you think, do you have any other ideas or passions of a different podcast you think you might be doing? Any other subjects or topics?
It's always been training health. I don't know, this one, like my main passions that, like, I listened to Ty Lopez a bit before. He's like a marketer. He's quite a smart guy, but he talks about, like, the health, wealth, life, and fulfillment. Those are like his four pillars. And I sort of use that a little bit. So those four things that you should try to have a bit of balance on, all this, the health, wealth, love, and fulfillment. And one of the things is having a questionnaire to help you find those things. And one of the questions was, what can you talk about easily? You know, like on Saturday night, if me and you went out to a party, you introduced me to one of your friends, and we're talking, like, what can I talk about confidently and easily? It's like training, health, fitness. And, you know, I'm a Christian man as well, and that's another thing. But that one's tough because some people like the conflict, or not like the conflict, but they don't mind that. But I don't really like that, getting in, you know, heated discussions and stuff. You know, like, I'm a proud Christian man and stuff, but I don't know, maybe I could do something like that, but right now I don't see like I want to do that. I'd rather just try to be a better example, like that type of way, not like get in your face. I don't like that in your face type of, you know what I mean? But that's something that I do like talking about and I'm passionate about, so if it wasn't like Zealous stuff, it would be that for sure, because I feel like I can talk about it easily. And I'm into it. Like, I don't want to talk about something that I'm not really into, you know? Like, it'll be tough going, you know, trying to talk about something.
And it's funny that you mentioned like you're a strong Christian man, and kind of like he said, like it's not that you want to be like not argumentative, but like there's always things that are people's cup of tea, right? And it's not divisive, but like as you said, like the point of being confrontational, like arguments, is because we've got too much of that going on in the world right now, like with COVID and vaccines. So it's just like no point in adding, like you said, like more neg not negativity, but like more conflict to the pot. Like you might as well just give what you know and what's positive and like be that good example. Like I'm completely the same, bro. Like I look on Facebook like every day, and I'm looking at my friends in the States, and they're pretty much like split down the center on which side of the fence they're on. And I'm just like, oh man, like I could so easily just, and I'm just like, no, I'll bite my tongue, put my hands in my pockets, and put my phone away. Like, what's the point? Like, they're purely just baiting and stuff, or like, yeah. So,
What about for you, man? Like you've been, I guess, entrepreneur in a way, like doing your fitness business over in Boston, and now you're working in education and that stuff as well. So you've done both as well. What about you, man? Like, what's your, what would you do,
Yeah,
having
I
known
don't know.
both
It's
worlds, you know?
hard because, like, obviously with my one, it's kind of similar to yours, but not as strongly rooted in like the health and the fitness stuff. Like yours is, you have a little bit of difference or variety in your guests as well. But there's a strong thread in that, especially with what you've done as well. And mine's pretty like open in terms of I'll have people who may have no relevance to health or fitness or whatever. So I think if I was to do something else, it would probably be more like deep-seated in like sport and stuff as well. And that's, we've tried to launch a couple of extra ones on the West West Network, like the sports cast where we do like NBA and stuff like that. So but again, it's just time, man,
It is.
other priorities and things pop up, and it's just mostly life, like you got a family and I got a partner, and you can't, it's hard to be like, oh babe, I'm just gonna do like 5 hours of podcasting, like we're all good, don't worry about like the car will clean itself type thing, it's just like, so it's just priorities. And like I've told Cam and that, with the success recipe, it's not that it wasn't me, but like it was very serious, and like I'm not a super serious person myself. Like, when you meet me, I'm more chill and like lighthearted. So, and that's just kind of like the scope that was created within this podcast. So yeah, something probably more based in sport and a little bit more lighter, because I think that probably portrays my personality a little bit better.
I noticed, like, when you did the MB when you do the NBA ones, you seem to be more in your element in a way, like in terms of having fun and like what you were just talking about, a bit lighter and talking a bit of smack and that sort of stuff. I'd love to do, like, because the two sports I mainly love is like the basketball and league as well, but I don't do as much research, like you were saying, like life, as I would like to, to really dig into topics or players and stats and things like that. But yeah, if we can, get this, or to make a living, doing podcasting and online business and stuff like that, it would be cool to, because then we could like watch games every day, and and that's sort of like working, because then you can talk about
Yeah, be like, oh, we're sponsored by the NBA, so
it.
we can just watch us all day every day.
So that'd be fun. That'd be cool.
If you could take over anybody's podcast within the network, for a day, just hijack it, whose podcast would you want to take over?
Probably, I'm not a big music person, but I do like music. So I guess the 135, I guess, because my perspective on it. I guess because they got like that 90s, everybody has their theme and their type, so I guess I could add my element. Or probably them. Or I like the Afrikassi Scoop, like they talk about stuff that it's pretty real. Like real life family sort of stuff that's not really out there, and it's tough to talk about, you know what I mean? And they're putting it out there, and so I think that would be pretty fun. Probably they, I guess one of them, I guess I like a little bit of controversy, so maybe the Afrikassi Scoop more than the music.
Yeah, because you jumped on one of the, did you jump on one of the 135 playlist
The dad's
episodes?
one, me and Gio, we did it on the Father's Day one. And yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. It was cool. it's cool. I like when like you can yeah, like a little bit of controversy. Like you probably get it when you have your guests. Like I have my guests on, and they're too clean. Like I gotta like try to help, try to help them bring out. I guess for me, I try to be like vulnerable, and like, and then like they maybe feel comfortable to be vulnerable, you know, and share something that maybe a little bit dodgy or, I don't know, not so clean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So where I feel like they do stuff that like, I was thinking that too. Like that guy's a douchebag, but I'm happy you said it first. You know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's definitely like. You know, you want to loosen them up and like get them comfortable and like overshare a little bit of something about yourself, and then they just like they forget that they're just having this conversation.
Exactly,
and then,
exactly.
Yeah. Get it out.
I
of
like
them.
That.
Yeah.
Probably Alpha Cussy Scoop because for that reason. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, obviously, with the ebook and stuff, you know, we spoke about kind of what that would be, kind of a nice in destination or kind of where you'd want to see it go, you know, in the future. What about with Zealous? Like, do you have an end goal, or, you know, other than maybe trying to make money from it, is there any other goals that you want to achieve, you know, in the not too distant future?
Yeah, for sure. I've maybe mentioned it somewhere. I can't remember where, but it's to train. Everybody has their story, you know, what, like someone's into helping cancer raising awareness because maybe their mother or father passed away, so they're really into that. Someone's into, I don't know, trafficking, someone got stolen or whatever. For me, my story is that I was an athlete like that. I had no plan B. I put my heart, my soul, everything into it, and I didn't make it. So for me, what touches me, what gets me going is helping athletes make it to the next level because I didn't. And so I really just really love that, just trying to provide the support, like the training, anything, whatever they need, if I have it, and we're trying to find out what they need and just helping sort of teens, probably like 12, 13 to 18, like that range of kids, and helping them go to the next level. So me and my wife, we're trying to figure out how to get a house. But a part of that is I want to have a garage, double garage, sort of a little bit custom, so I can train people out of there and have the podcast set up. And I want to have a half court basketball hoop. And the house, she can do it however she wants, but that's sort of what I want. Yeah. And I just want to train friends and family, close friends and family who are dedicated to their, sort of similar to myself, who are looking out for guidance, for a bit of help. And yeah, like with the court, you know, we can do training there. Obviously, like different sports, you can do your passing, catching. So it can do schoolwork as well because the court will be obviously for basketball, but you could still do other stuff there. But that's something that I really want to work towards. It was a bit of a mixture of how I got to that place. Like when I was young and Zealous, I wanted to conquer the world. Like I wanted to have big business, like Zealous to be in the biggest, best New Zealand, gym in New Zealand. Like all the stuff, but now like I want to downsize, you know. People are like, oh, garage gym. I was like, yeah, I don't want too many people now. Like I wanted more and more, bigger, you know, that type of thing. But now I want it so small and quality, and like go deep and wide with the groups that and people that I do work with. And I got into the schools partly because I want time with them. Like if I get kids that are year 9, I've got them to year 13, so I've got like 5 years of development. Because at the gym, it was people coming and going. And they didn't realize it takes time, you know, for the training itself and the relationships. So I want time with the kids. So development, because, you know, it's the program from year 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 is all progressive. And so that was a part of it. Jim Wendler, he wrote a famous book, 531. So he makes a living off that. And so what he did, he volunteers for his local school football team because he makes enough money off his books and stuff. And he says he finds like great fulfillment in that, and I think that's something like along those lines. That was a bit of inspiration amongst a few other things. I was like, if I can get online and make money and stuff, pay my bills, and you know, then I can just train kids for free, or you know, that type of thing. You know, teens, because like a lot of the kids like myself, we couldn't afford it, even if like when I was coming through, you know, personal training or special, like, you know, strength conditioning trainers and stuff like that. If I can that for me, all I want from them is commitment, you know, an effort type of thing. So yeah, that's sort of what I want. I'm working towards in the future. So smaller, more targeted, any sport, you know. But I guess the sports I mainly like is league rugby and basketball. But I feel like netball is pretty similar to basketball. You know, if you've got to run and jump and stuff, it's all pretty, you know, you can tweak some things differently in that. But when they're young, like, they're just generally GPP, you know, general physical preparedness across all, you know, all the kids, is going to help, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, squats and pull-ups. You know, it's going to help any of the kids, you know. It doesn't have to be too complicated. Yeah.
Working with like the younger population, you know, I don't know if injury was a big influence in kind of what impacted your sporting career. You know, I suffered a lot of injuries in my later life through that as well. Like, is injury prevention something that you would really kind of focus on as well? Because even like growing up, when we were growing up, you know, it would have been like early 90s, early 2000s. Like, if I think back, there was never anything about like prevention. It was all about get faster, get stronger type thing. Like, is that something that you'd really nurture within the younger populations at the moment?
Yeah, man, for sure. You're right. You're right on target, eh? Like, just from similar to yourself, having some injuries later on in life, but seeing that they weren't like just happening from the later on life. It started from when I was a teen, you know, just not stretching or not hydrating. You know, it all accumulates over time. You know, the hips slowly get tighter, or the calves slowly get tighter over time, and hamstrings shorten, or you got just bad movement patterns, and so for sure, man, definitely injury prevention and stuff like along those lines, and so that the kids can have longevity, and have a long career, hopefully, you know, things go well, and you know, they can play the sport and enjoy it. And I think you're always going to get injuries here and there, but if we can limit that, the severity or the frequency of it, I'll learn how to manage it as well. And then when they finish their career, they're, you know, not too beat up. So, because sometimes athletes can come out and they're jacked, like their back's stuffed, and or their shoulder, they can't put their arms over the head, or their knees are banged up, they can't, you know, barely bend their knees anymore. So, yeah, definitely that type of angle as well, sort of learning, you know, myself firsthand. That it gets you more, you know, like all the older guys sort of tell you, like, make sure you do this and that, you know, you're all right now, and you're like, oh, whatever, man, I'll be all right. But yeah, it definitely does. It does catch up, you know, with you. So yeah, for sure. Injury, I don't want to say injury prevention, like, but it is a part of it, but just cause it's like a little bit of a defensive type of word, I want to be more on attack, performance, but simultaneously that's going to help. You'd make you more bulletproof and chances of getting injured, you know.
Yeah, because it's like later and like after my injuries and stuff, like that's when I was like, I would train smarter, not harder. But you can never tell like a young kid's like, bro, train, you know, train smarter, not harder. Like they just want to go hard anyway. So
yeah,
can't
really
tell them like do these balance things, because when you're 30, 40, whatever, like you're going to not regret it. But yeah, it's definitely about getting that balance as well.
Yeah. It's, like when you're young, man, like sometimes you just can't be told certain things. I guess like part of it is like training them for there and then for their sports and that. But then also like when they finish, they're like, oh, they remember certain things that they can do, you know, later on after their career, that they're like, oh, this really works and that. And then they can maybe help their kids or people that they work with. So they educated themselves with stuff that they can train long term afterwards, or even like know where to look, you know, like you put them on that right path of health and fitness, that they don't just stop and, you know, blow out and, you know, not look after themselves. They're like, they know what to do, basically. They're equipped.
Yeah. So do you have any guests lined up for the next coming days or coming weeks? I know that you released an episode recently. So do you have any more lined up coming up soon?
Yeah, I was trying to get this strongman guy on. He's keen. He's a bit of an animal there. He's I think he's 5-6 time strongest man in New Zealand champion in the one under 105, but he doesn't know how to use technology yet. So we're trying to help him. And I just asked him if he can ask some friends or family to help him get online and stuff. But nah, he's a really good dude, old, Jason. And so I'm trying to get him on there because nah, he's the man. I competed against him a couple of times, and I think he has a lot of wealth of knowledge and experience, you know, being 5-6 times. He's not the biggest guy, but he wins. He's quite smart. I think he gets a little bit overlooked because he's got like tattoos all over him and stuff. And he's got this is what I want to ask him. He's got tattoos on his head.
Oh shit.
So I think like sometimes people like, underestimate him, but like, nah, he's real onto it. And you know, obviously his record speaks for himself. So yeah, that's who I've got. I'm trying to get on next. If not, yeah. I'll get him on eventually.
Nice. All right, man. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover at all before we kind of wrap things up?
Oh, yeah, probably just that question on yourself in terms of which run would you want to be in for the day as well?
Oh, if I could take over someone else's...
Yeah, I forgot to, yeah.
Someone else's potty. Yeah, it's a hard one. Maybe back of the 135, just because, you know, it's Top Dog's podcast, run amok and
yeah,
go take charge of all the microphones and yeah, but who knows when that can happen? Eh, like still locked down. go take the throne at the 135 headquarters.
Yeah, it's quite nice in there, eh? It's really nice. That's sort of like a goal as well. Like when we get the garage. We'll get our houses set up, a nice podcasting area there as well. So that it just, you got to have like that sitting air, like my sitting at the moment, it's just not quite right. You can feel it. But when you go in there, it feels nice, eh?
Yeah, bro. You've got to have the, it's almost like they've got the, you know, the egg trays lined up and it's just fully soundproofed and enclosed and comfy. Got the beer fridge there. Like,
yeah.
They're all ready.
Yeah. So that's definitely a goal as well going forward. Thanks for having us, man. It was cool catching up. Cool connecting, especially through lockdown. Eh? You can talk to anybody outside the bubble. It's always good.
yeah, bro. Definitely, it's good to catch up and finally finish off our interview. So yeah, appreciate it, bro.
Thanks, man.
This is Adam Tafel, and you're listening to The Success Recipe.